Y'all, when I tell you all the stuff that is going on in my life. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Tina with an H, and welcome back to another episode in your 20s. I am so, so, so sorry that I have just disappeared for the past, like, month and a half, something around then. The reason for it is because, like I said, my life is in shambles, and it's because of a multitude of things. We're gonna get into all of that. In this episode, it's a solo. It's you and me, guys, because I have missed you so freaking much. Let me give y'all the rundown on what's been going on in my 20s. Between leaving a job that I was at for 3 years, getting a new job, flying to Asia, my birthday, having to get off my parents' health insurance, being on a reality TV show, I am so overwhelmed. I physically... I am just at a loss for words. I am going through it. I went on a mini vacation to Asia, of all places, which was so much fun. I turned 26. I got a new job. Started said new job. As we know, when it's my birthday, I go big or go home. And I usually don't go home, if we're being completely honest. So that took up so much of my time. Trying to juggle the fact that I signed up for flag football. Plus... juggling that third job that I have along with this podcast, things were slipping through the cracks. I've been such a bad friend to the people in my life. There's a lot, and we're going to go through all of it on today's episode. I guess we should start from the beginning. I went to Asia around early March. I got back mid-March. Tokyo, I was in Japan. Japan was so much fun. I wasn't there for that long. It was a great time, besides one thing that happened. What had happened was our flight landed at around 5, 6 a.m. By the time we got to the hotel, it was 8 a.m. She checks in first. I check in after her. The receptionist cannot find my name or the fact that I had booked that reservation. She goes, "Do you have a confirmation?" I say, "Of course I do. Let me pull up my email." Pull up my email. My dumb behind accidentally had booked the hotel for February 17th instead of March 17th. Exactly to the date. Mind you, I had booked this hotel February 16th at noon or something US time. And Japan is 12 hours ahead. The reason why I'm giving you guys this detail is because of the fact in the reservation confirmation thing, whatever, it says to me, "Oh, just so you're aware, we only take reservations up to the same day." My behind was not in Tokyo, let alone the continent, when this reservation was booked. I had technically booked this reservation for the same day if we're talking Tokyo time, but it didn't work. Didn't work, so now I'm disputing it with my bank because I was not planning on shelving out an extra $300 when I was staying in a hotel for maybe 2-3 days. It was a very quick trip. So that was the beginning of my demise, which is also the reason, for anyone who's watching part of this, I'm filming this episode on my bed because your girl just could not do anything else. I could not get out of bed today. After, while I was in Asia, I had received a job offer that I just could not pass up. The reason I started this podcast was because I love interviewing people. I want to do red carpets. I always say I want to be the next female Ryan Seacrest. This role just made sense. And they sold me on this role. I was ready. The pay increase wasn't that insane, but I thought the experience, and I still think the experience, is worth it. So by the time that I got back from Japan, it was time for me to say, bye, MTV. I fully, was a wreck the week leading up to when I was leaving MTV. I had been working there for almost 3 years. The friendships I've created, my coworkers were actually my friends. I was working a hybrid schedule. It was the first in-office job I've ever had and exceeded all of my expectations. Because here I am, going into the office 2 days a week, sometimes once, sometimes not at all, getting to just communicate via Slack. I'm living the life. I would wake up at 9:58, roll over, open my laptop, and it's time to work. Part of my job was just watching reality TV. Can't get any better than that. Now, my current job, I'm in office 5 days a week. Work from home isn't a thing. And I sometimes have to work weekends, which they didn't tell me about, but that's a story for another day. It has been such a shock. On top of that, I started this job a week after I got back from Asia. Within that week, I had to get my hair done. I had to do my photo shoot for my birthday. If y'all ain't see the photos, ooh, my friend Kate and I, those photos are fierce. We did the thing, okay? We did it. Now, here I am, beginning of April. My birthday's April 1st. It turned 26, and I have never been so unprepared in my entire life. I started this show as a way to help 20-somethings. And through all of the lessons that I've learned, I am sitting here talking to you in a puddle of I don't have any effing clue what's going to happen next in my life. Turning 26 is a big deal if you're listening from not somewhere in America. That's when you get kicked off of your parents' health insurance. I have been riding that wave for 25 years. I was terrified to have to pick my options or whatever when it comes to health insurance, which is why I definitely want to get a doctor or a health professional on here to talk about that, because y'all, luckily my new job covers pretty much everything, just a few copays here and there, but I've never had to pay for a copay in my life. Therefore, I am not the one who should be giving you that advice, so we'll figure that part out. As I'm turning 26, I'm starting this new job, I'm communicating with so many people, I'm having so many plans, because my birthday is when I socialize to the max, and the week after is when no one hears from me, because I have completely drained my social battery at least four times over. For my birthday, I kept things pretty low-key compared to prior years. My 25th birthday, I did a big ass party with one of my best guy friends, Eric. The year before that, I got 14 or 15 of my friends to go to Nashville with me for a weekend. Like, I go pretty big. So this year I did, obviously, I always do a family dinner. So I did that. I did another dinner the actual day of my birthday, which, by the way, my birthday landed at the beginning of Mercury retrograde this year. Never again. I am not about that life. I am telling the universe directly to you, I never want my birthday during Mercury in retrograde ever again. No, banned. It's not allowed, because everything that could go wrong could go wrong. My photos ended up getting delivered a little later than I expected. An Uber, I was opening the door asking him, "Hi, who are you here for?" He says to me, "You should know who's picking you up." And I'm like, "Okay, let me double check. I will go and check your license plate. I'm opening up the app." He goes, "You know what? It doesn't even matter. You can find another ride." Slams the door. I am so fragile, because even the workday wasn't going right. I end up crying to my roommate as I walk back into the apartment waiting for another Uber. Like, I think I've kind of turned off part of my actual birthday, because it was just nothing was working in my favor. But at the end of the week, I did another dinner with a bunch of my friends, and I did a party at my apartment. It was Formula One themed, because I am obsessed with F1 because of Drive to Survive. If you guys haven't watched it on Netflix, please do. It's kind of like Quarterback. If you guys have watched any of those other sports docuseries, 10 out of 10 would recommend. Seriously, obsessed. My favorite people, Lewis Hamilton, obviously, because, like, he's the only brother on the grid. I have to, you know, cheer him on. And also Carlos Sainz. All I see is signs, baby. All I see is signs. But yeah, my birthday was a lot. I believe I'm super reflective when it comes to a new year. I cry on my birthday. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. for work. I had waited to read the cards from my brother and my parents. I was sobbing for a straight 20 minutes. Even thinking about it right now makes me want to cry. Oh gosh, this is why I need a therapist. It was just another. There have been so many changes happening in my life. Also, I am not completely confident in this new role that I am in. I think I might have bitten off more than I can chew. So that's been a big adjustment. I have to figure out if I want to re-sign my lease. I always say that I hate New York. I'm not meant to live here for my entire life. And I'm about to have been here for 2 years. Do I want to re-sign and stay here for a third? But this economy is so bad. There's just... Here's the thing. As you get later into your 20s, since I'm now in my... I'm fully into my mid-20s. Your responsibilities grow. You have more bills. Your taxes. Sometimes you owe more. Like, I owed... I don't even want to say it on the mic, but I owed like over $1,000 in taxes this year. I'm trying to balance my friendships. I have been the shittiest friend that you could ever imagine. 24, 25, I realized the type of friends that I wanted in my life. And I was very direct in, if you are not putting in the same energy, it's a no for me. It's an absolute F no, I don't need to have this friendship. I am now the shitty friend. I have missed so many birthdays because I'm trying to pay off my credit card debt by picking up more shifts at the bar. I'm spreading myself so thin. I signed up for flag football. It's only 6 weeks. Guys, I might as well have just thrown $150 into the Hudson River because I might be only going to 2 weeks of that. It's so difficult to juggle your 20s. It's so difficult. And that's why everyone always says when you're in your 20s, as you, you know, get out of college or you graduate high school, or honestly, as you get older in general, your circles get so much smaller. I had 3 birthdays this weekend. I had one Friday night, Saturday night. And I also had to work at the bar in between both of those parties on Saturday. I just physically could not do it. I was spread out so thin that I knew I was not going to be able to. It's about saying no at the right times and saying yes at the right times. Which is why, and I'm saying it on the mic so you guys can hold me accountable. Birthdays, engagements, weddings, grad parties. Those are my priorities. Do I want to get dinners? Yes. I'm going to start telling my friends, weekends? Not it. Let's be going out on weekdays. Let us get a nice dinner and be home by 10 so that way I can be asleep by 11. That is my goal. Because this whole only planning things on the weekends, can't do it because I'm so overwhelmed. Oh my gosh. Also, guys, we have been so far into this episode that I totally forgot to mention, your girl went on a reality TV show. Probably the biggest thing that is going to be a surprise to you all. I can't tell you too much because I signed an NDA, but also the fact that the show was being announced during all of this chaos. I had my birthday, the show, and starting a new job all within 2 weeks of each other. That is a lot. The anxiety I had about the show being announced was uncanny. I was having panic attacks as soon as we got the email, like, hey, this show is about to air. Or, hey, the trailer for the show is going to be dropping soon. That's when it started to become more real. I'm not going to tell you guys the timeline of when we started filming until, you know, after the show has finished airing. But if you do not follow me on Instagram, I was on a reality dating show called Love Undercover. It's going to be on Peacock streaming May 9th. I'm pretty sure instead of all of the episodes being dropped at once or from week to week, they're doing two or three batches, something along those lines. I don't know. I didn't really read the press release. But the girl made a cameo in the trailer, which was exciting. Yeah, the show was interesting. As we know, I'm an oversharer. I'm working really hard to give you guys the tea without giving you guys the tea. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Probably not, but it's fine. That show also has me spiraling a bit. I've worked on the other side of reality TV. There are some people who get villain edits. There are some people who get nice edits. You never know where you're going to draw the line. We know I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. I will talk my talk. I will do and say what is on my mind. I'll be nice. But if you give me some attitude, baby, it's off. You don't, because that's when Yasmin going to come out. And I'm not telling y'all if Yasmin came out or not, but I will say I just talked my talk. I'm not someone who beats around the bush. I like to know who you are as a person because I've been in this dating game way too long. Guys, with all of this being said, hopefully now you guys have a bit more understanding as why I was saying my life is in shambles. I promise that I am going to do better. Right now, my goals for the next month is to get more of a consistent podcast schedule. I don't want to leave you guys hanging for as long as I did. I went ghost on you guys, and I'm so sorry for that. Please forgive me. I also need to get a routine in place. The fact that I was a COVID graduate, I don't know what it's like to go into the office 5 days a week, and I've been struggling. I'm the person who goes to bed at 2 a.m., and the fact that I have to be in office at 8 a.m., I'm not functioning. I am not at my top tier performance level. It's really difficult. Therefore, I need a routine. I need to get back into working out because my body just feels not at its highest. If you are looking for an accountability partner, definitely DM the podcast account or my personal account. I go through my requests at least once a week. And let's figure out how we can all hold each other accountable. I want to be waking up early, going to the gym, so that way I'm in bed by 10 p.m., 11 p.m. on weekdays, and maybe 1 a.m. at the very latest on weekends. I also am thinking about taking magnesium or melatonin. I heard some things about Lemmy versus Ollie. We're going to get a sleep doctor. I have been trying to get a sleep doctor on this show for so long, and I still haven't yet. Promise that's going to happen. We are in our accountability era before the summer comes around and ruins it for all of us. We are setting our intentions in place. We have from now until, some say, the summer starts Memorial Day weekend. I like to go by Mother Nature's schedule. So we're going to say by June 21st, 22nd, the start of summer, we are going to have a routine in place. You and me, all the way through. If there's anything, change is so difficult, and I feel as though I've been going through a lot of changes. I have a lot of life decisions to be making within the next few weeks, and that's why you're never always going to have a high in your 20s. As much as people say your 20s are the biggest and best parts of your life, there are so many lows. I cannot tell you guys how many times I have cried myself to sleep in the past 2 weeks just because of all the decisions and the weight that is on my shoulders right now. I'm being a little bit vague about certain things, but it'll all make sense in due time. That's also not the way that I wanted to end. Please, not me ending this episode saying, guys, your 20s are shit. Oh my gosh. I will say though, if there's any recommendation, and if you guys are still listening, right now my comfort show has been Girlfriends, which has Tracee Ellis Ross and a bunch of other powerful Black women for the cast. It's like from the early 2000s. I think it premiered in 2007. That show has been grounding me so much. It's like my new girl. The fact this is my first time watching it, cannot believe that's actually a thing. But overall, guys, accountability is the only word I'm going to be saying for the next 2 months. Strap in for this ride with me. I'm only doing virtual recordings because I cannot afford a studio space anymore, or at this point in time, as I'm figuring out my life and if I'm going to be moving or not, if I'm going to be staying at the same job as that I'm at. There's too many moving factors. So for now, bear with me as I find guests that are going to be all over the country, honestly, maybe all over the world. Who knows? Maybe I'll have some reality stars like myself on the show as well. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with all these intentions that we're setting? As always, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of In Your 20s. If you enjoyed this episode, or hey, maybe you're really mad at me for ghosting you and not posting for a while, let me know. Send a DM, follow us on Instagram at In Your 20s, that's 20s with a Y-S, not an I-E-S, as well as on TikTok. I promise I'll go back to posting TikToks. That's also at In Your 20s, 20s with a Y-S, not an I-E-S. Share the podcast with your friends, leave us a review, thumbs up, gives us stars, all that good stuff. My name's Tina with an H, and I'll catch you soon.